The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. This is such a gorgeous day. Now, I don't know if it's exactly beautiful here.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful here above the clouds.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
So you,
because you taught me that. You taught me the sun's always available to be seen when you're flying.
Yeah. Are you going above the clouds today, Angela? Or are you just flying high in your mind? What are you doing?
No. Nothing like that.
No.
I did want to say one thing, though. So everybody, I think, knows, I think we talked about my dad passed away, Fred Wolverton, who a lot of people in this city knew. He owned Wolverton Oldsmobile, GMC Trucks. He did a lot of things with, you know, the police council, the fire department, Rotary, 200 Club. He was so many places doing so many things. Mentoring people, helping every which way he could. Just a great guy. And so although he died like February 17th, we just had his funeral this week. And so it was, you know, it was bittersweet. I mean, it was a very nice service, but it was hard to say goodbye. And I just want to thank all the people who came to the service, especially those who were from Wolverton Oldsmobile GMC Trucks, who I had not seen in, like, you know, they closed in 2002. So, you know, a lot of them I hadn't seen since then. And it was so important to me that they were there. And I really, really, really enjoyed that part the most, was seeing the people I hadn't seen in a long time. So I know a lot of them listen to the show, and I just want to say thank you for coming.
Well, that's great.
Yes.
Yes, you had a big smile on your face when you saw all those people that showed up.
Who expected to be at a funeral having a big old smile? But I was like, oh, my God, I haven't seen you. Oh, my God, I haven't seen you. Yeah, it was great. That part was great.
There were a lot of people talking about the old days and the things that that your dad had done over the years. So that was nice to hear, because I had certainly not heard about any of that.
The one story that came out that surprised us so was that when it was downtown Oldsmobile, which was before Wolverton Oldsmobile, that a gun went off by accident and hit a bathroom, which my mother was in the bathroom. So I'm grateful that she didn't get shot.
And that was when somebody was cleaning a gun.
Yeah.
Right? Nobody.
My dad.
Your dad was cleaning a gun.
Yeah. And they weren't married then, I don't think.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember, but I don't think they were married then. But I'm glad he didn't take her out.
Take her out. Well, he took her out after that.
But
that
was for a date. You always have a pun on words.
There you go.
Yeah. Always have a pun on words. But anyway, thank you for, you know, allowing me to say that, Howard. I know that a lot of people listen to our show who were there this week, and was important.
Well, that was a good start to the show.
Yes, it was indeed. We had a great week, didn't we?
Well, good morning, everyone. We did have a great week. Always have a great week. We had something interesting happen. Doesn't happen very often, but it does. In that we had one of our customers sell her home.
Yes.
In the morning, and then just a couple hours later, bought her next home.
Yeah.
And it was quite a balancing act, wasn't it?
It's always an interesting challenge, especially if you don't close at the same company. So, like, we closed at Watson Title in the morning, and then we closed at an attorney's office in the afternoon. So the money had to get wired between place to place. So we always recommend, if you're going to try to do two closings in one day, that you do them in the same office, because then that way the company knows they have the money in their account and they can transfer it at their leisure.
But there were so many other things going on, like the movers came that day. So I stayed at the house while the movers were there.
And the walkthrough with the buyers. You had to be there for that while I was at the closing with her.
The pets were taken away.
Yes.
You had to do the walkthrough at the new place.
Yes.
To make sure that was okay.
While you were still at the house with the movers.
The cleaning of the new place. And then the new place was a very secure community.
Oh, my word.
So you couldn't just call someone? There was nobody just at the gate say, hey, the truckers are here. The movers are here to let them in. Oh, no. What did you have to do to get the movers to go?
They actually don't let movers in until the homeowner goes down to the community center and registers with their closing statement, you know, and shows that they're a member of the community. So that was a real challenge because she had left our closing and went right to pick up her animals to bring them over, and the movers are just sitting on the clock. So they're just, you know, doing nothing, waiting to get in the gate because we couldn't do that. So what I ended up doing was asking the current seller to please call the guard gate and give the movers permission to come in. And that is the only way that that happened. So then I went and let the movers in and got them in and stayed there until she arrived. It was an entire day of our involvement. And as I explained to her, that was out of the ordinary. We don't normally participate like that, but this happened to be a single woman who has no family here and no one to help her. And so we really, you know, participated in each phase of that, where normally families, you know, buyers have people to help them with all those logistics.
This is a big team effort. And then the buyers of the old one, they couldn't get their keys until she was out of the property.
Yep. So I had to arrange for that too. Took the keys somewhere and dropped off.
The moral of the story is this. Can you imagine if either the buyer or the seller tried to do all this without a realtor?
Oh, my gosh. I don't think
so. It couldn't have occurred. And in this case, it probably couldn't have occurred without a team of realtors.
I agree with that. I agree with that. Yeah, we can't be in two places at one time.
Right. So. And we were involved just all day
long. And so what people do in that circumstance, just so you know, is that, you know, if there's not a team of realtors, because there's plenty of realtors who are by themselves, right? But you're going to close one day on the sale of your home, and then you're going to close the next day on the purchase of your home.
And somewhere along the way, the movers have to come pack up the truck.
And usually they leave your stuff on truck overnight.
Yeah. And by the way, the movers did a great job. It was Move Bright, who we've recommended so many times. They did a fantastic job.
If you're making a move, whether you're local or going, you know, in the state of Florida or going between this state and another, I would say call Move Bright. 707-MOVE is their telephone number. It's easy to remember. 707-MOVE. And Michael or Gary or David, any of them, they're just awesome, and they take such good care of you. I love it. I love it.
All right.
They're awesome, awesome to work with.
Sounds good. All right. We want you to call in with your questions. By the way, there's a contest.
What's the contest?
Want to hear the contest?
Sure.
There was a survey of 4,000 consumers who either purchased a home in the last 3 years or plan to buy a home in the next 3 years. They were given a list of 175 different criteria for either the home or the neighborhood, different features, and asked to rank them in order of importance from highest to lowest. So we want to know what showed up the most number of times as, I gotta have this. Gotta have it. Okay?
I just looked at the answer. I never would have guessed it.
Gotta have it.
Never would have guessed it.
So call us. What's the number, Angela?
904-222-8255.
Okay. We got so many things to talk about for the rest of the show. We got what happened this past week. And because we're in March, we've got the highs and low sales for the month of February. And something happened this past month that has never happened before in the 7 years that we have been.
We're in our eighth year.
I know. But in the 7 full years that we have been on the show. And we're doing a little feature that also we have never done in the 8th year now that we have been on the show. So you've got to stick with us. It's kind of a fun feature that has to do with flippers. You know what a flipper is. And we're not talking about a dolphin.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about people that buy homes fix them up, resell them. So stay with us. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Are you active or retired military or a veteran looking to buy or refinance your home? I can make the process easy for you. My name is Christine Kennedy, and I'm here to answer all your questions. Give me a call at 904-514-6969. I also want to take this opportunity to say thank you to you and your family for your service to our great country.
Success Mortgage Partners, NMLS number 130562. This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for staying tuned with us during our little break here. We are so excited to be here today in this cloudy, overcast kind of day.
It's going to rain today.
I know. And you have an open house. I'm very sorry about that.
Don't, because people are going to come. Because what is one of your favorite lines when they look at houses?
You know, I do believe this, too. If you like it in the rain, you're going to love it in the sunshine. Right. I just love that, because to me, it's so true. Because what happens is, much like if you live in the north and you never see the sun, you know, because of the snow and the clouds and the da-da-da. I would never live up north. But it affects your personality. It affects your mood, not your personality, your mood. So same thing here with when it rains, you know, your home on its inside is in its worst condition when it's raining outside. So is it very, very loud? Do you hear it? Does it bother you? Is the roof leaking? We can see that when we go out house hunting in the rain. Are there puddles? Is there water standing in the yard? We can see that when we're out shopping in the rain. So I don't ever mind shopping in the rain, because I think it reveals to you its worst condition. And so if you can deal with whatever it is you see and hear that day, then when it is our normal Florida Chamber of Commerce kind of weather, then that's when you know this is my house.
Yeah. You know what's good, too, is that we tend to list really nice houses.
The best we can.
Well, but the houses that we have, all of the houses that we listed right now, they're all really, really nice.
Yes, they are.
I don't know if, you know, our average is better than the average realtor. I don't know. But they're all really, really nice. And the ones that we have open today are especially really nice houses. So if people get off their fannies and come and see where we are today, and, you know, if they're looking for a house, they're really cool. I mean, we got one that's in the Bay Meadows area. gorgeous.
That is a really
on
cool
the
house.
Inside. I was talking to the owner today because she's moved to Georgia. But the house is staged, and because she moved on to a much better job, has a house manager living there, but the house is staged because he's living there. And we've got another one over on the west side that I'm going to be at. That's a 5-bedroom house. That house has such a wonderful
north
story.
Side. North. You're going north today.
I'm going north today. I'm going to Stony west. Glen.
Oh.
I'm going to Stony Glen.
My bad.
You're bad.
My bad.
Come on,
I
woman.
I thought you were going somewhere else.
No,
I'm so
going to
sorry.
Stony Glen. What
forgive
a beautiful
me,
story
me.
There is about that house.
Lovely.
And
yes.
If you come to the house, I will tell you the story about the incredible amount of love that there was
in that house. No
that
doubt.
House.
You know what's interesting, Howard, is now you've left people with a cliffhanger. You're not telling them this awesome love story, and you're making them get up off their sofa and come see you to get the story.
Should I give a little hint about that house?
You could.
What do you think?
You could.
This lady had, this husband and wife had 3 children, and they loved raising a family there.
Yes.
And their youngest child was a junior in high school, and that child was going to be leaving the nest soon. And they just felt like they had more to give children. And they decided, even after raising 3 children, they wanted to give more. And they decided to adopt. And, I mean, it's a much longer story, but I'm going to shorten it a little bit. They ended up adopting 11 more children.
Yes.
11.
Yes.
Can you imagine that?
Well, you know, the one thing that I know our listeners would really appreciate is that she loves the Lord. So does he. They just love the Lord, and they just see it as, you know, their contribution to society. And so taking 11 children in and loving them as if they're their own, It's really something to marvel at. I mean, for me, I had 3, and it took all my energy to do 3. So doing 14, no.
Yeah.
I can't even fathom that.
So now the youngest of the additional 11 is now a junior in high school. So most of them have moved on with their life.
Yes.
And the house was just too big for them, so they moved to a smaller home.
Yes.
But can you imagine all the love in that household?
Lots of love.
Lots of love.
Lots of love. And it has a brand new kitchen, too. New cabinets, new granite, new everything. Yeah.
So we'll tell you more about that house later.
Okay.
Let's get back to the contest. I want to tell everybody about it again. A survey of 4,000 consumers, either they just recently purchased a home or about to. They gave them a list of 175 either home or neighborhood features. And they rank them in order of importance from highest to lowest. So guess the number one thing that came up as gotta have this. Gotta have this in my home. Okay, so call us at
904-222-8255.
All right, so give us a call. We want to talk to you. Or
talk
if you just have a question about real estate, then give us a call too. Angela,
well,
what happened in real estate this week?
Well, Howard, according to the Northeast Florida Multiple Listing Service, this past week for homes and condominiums, 714 offers got accepted. Now, that's up about 2% from last week. 816 new homes came on the market, and that's up 4%.
That's
you see what's happening.
That's the first time this year that we've hit 800.
Yes.
Spring is coming.
Spring is here.
That means more homes come on the market. Okay,
absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely. 154 of the 816, well, they're already under contract, and 39 of those actually went under contract on the very first day. Now, 576 of you actually closed on a home for yourself, and we say congratulations.
Yes, yes,
super
yes.
Super exciting. Now, that's the end of the month, so that's a pretty high number.
Yeah, end of the month always goes up higher.
Yes.
Makes their monthly payment stretch out.
Yes, where they don't have to have a payment until
the end of
2 months.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. What about interest rates?
Well, you know, they just didn't change that much this week. But here's what we have. The 30-year rate remained unchanged at 4.35%. So that's actually lower than it was last year. It was 4.43%. Not too much lower, but lower. The 15-year rate, it fell 1/100th of a point to 3.77%. Now, this time last year, it was 3.9. So it's lower than last year. Think about what I'm saying. The VA and the FHA 30-year rate rose just a bit to 4.22%. And the 5-year adjustable rate mortgage, well, it's still a great idea if you're only going to be in your home 5 years or less. It remained unchanged at 3.84%. Now, that one's a little higher than it was last year. But, Howard, think about what I'm saying. The rates are lower than they were this time last year. Get in the game. Get off the fence.
Who's on the fence? I'm not on any fence. You know, when I was a kid, I used to hop over fences because I lived in a neighborhood in Richmond, Virginia, where everybody had their chain link fence. They had that 3-foot fence and everybody, you know, I used to visit
three
my friends.
3 feet? You only jump 3 feet?
You know, you put one arm on it and then
but
you kind
of 3 feet's nothing, Howard.
Over.
You could probably step over it.
I'm not bragging. I'm just
saying. No, it
saying.
Sounded like you were bragging on a 3-foot thing like it wasn't. Anyway,
no,
maybe you should tell the story different. It was a 6-foot fence. Oh, in fact, if you're going to embellish, let's just go with it's a 10-foot fence and you hopped over.
My only point was I didn't walk around on
give
the street. My friends were a couple of houses away and I didn't walk around because then it was a lot longer. I just hopped over. Everybody was friendly. You could hop over your neighbor's fence and then hop another fence and go see my friend Fred, Fred Cousins.
How about that?
How about that?
That's pretty
so
funny.
So stop giving me trouble about hopping
do that
over a friend.
In today's time.
No, because they have a pit bull
they
now.
They have pit bulls today,
that's
yes.
right. And you don't jump yes. over a fence mm-mm. and get greeted
it's
by their dog.
It's just a different time in the world, too. Don't you agree?
I agree.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what's happening now that we're in March?
What is happening besides rain and pollen?
What's happening with mortgages for first-time home buyers?
So exciting. Best news ever. Wish Christine Kennedy was here to talk to you. But the news is, newsflash, $15,000 is back for Duval County and Clay County. If you're a first-time home buyer, which means you either have never bought a house or you haven't bought a house in 3 years, these two counties are considered part of the hardest hit counties, meaning they had some sort of, you know, financial downturn or whatever, usually from the hurricanes. And so they're trying to encourage home ownership with the $15,000 program that you do not have to pay back if you stay in the house 5 years. But if you need to move before the 5 years, you get vested 20% each year.
So it's free money to purchase. You can use it for buying a more expensive home.
Yep.
You can use it for down payment.
Yep.
Whatever you want.
Correct.
Both of my kids did this a couple of years ago. It allowed them to purchase the homes that they are in. Otherwise, they would not have been able to do that.
Correct.
And they're already vested
20%. They've both been in a year now.
Yeah, a little over a year.
Yeah.
So that's really good.
Yes, it's very, very exciting. And so think about it. Everyone who's listening, you know somebody who needs to buy a house and maybe they just don't have their down payment yet, or maybe they don't have their closing cost, but they can afford to do it because they're paying rent to someone. Help them share the news and then call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969, or you can find her at ChristineKennedy.com and tell her that Angela and Howard sent you. And if they don't have a realtor, we'll help them find a home.
Nobody's called in with a guess yet.
I don't think anybody's awake.
What is the most popular thing that people said among 4,000 people said, I got to have this in a house. Got to have it. How difficult is that?
It's not a man cave. I just gave a hint.
Well, more buyers
are. It's not a she shed either. I had to say that real slow.
Can't say it five times. I promise when we come back after the break, I'm going to tell you about the highs and low sales that have occurred in the metropolitan area and a couple of surprises. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Talk
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The administration is taking tough new steps towards some officials in Venezuela. They've revoked the visas of a number of officials and also imposed new sanctions on six high-ranking members of the Venezuelan security forces. Elliot Abrams, a special representative for Venezuela, told reporters the sanctions come in response to the blocking of humanitarian aid convoys last week. Vice President Pence says there's a big choice in next year's election. He says it is between socialism and freedom, among the comments he made at the CPAC conference just outside of Washington. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says a Democrat's so-called Green New Deal mandates taxpayer funding for abortions. Just one of the reasons he says it would be a losing deal for the country. He says it violates a long-held principle of no use of tax dollars to actually pay for abortions. But he says that would happen out of the Green Deal. This is SRN News.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and I'm proud to say that Underwoods is the longest-standing member of the American Gem Society in the state of Florida. That's important because the American Gem Society promotes professionalism inside the business, and most important because of how it protects the customer. Gemstones are like most things, and you have to have the knowledge about them before you can tell the truth about them. That's where the American Gem Society fits in. They're the organization that certifies gemologists and registered jewelers and certifies sales associates with professional titles. Then to ensure that we stay up to date with these gemological advances, we re-win our titles by passing a written test every year. And now I'm proud to say Underwoods has the largest credentialed American Gem Society staff east of the Mississippi River. So if you're interested in diamonds and jewelry and want real professional help, stop by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the shops of Ponte Vedra.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, March 8th at 7:30 p.m. and Saturday, March 9th at 7 p.m., it's the Jacksonville Icemen versus the Greenville Swamp Rabbits at Veterans Memorial Arena. Friday, March 8th at 8 p.m., see and hear jazz great Chris Bode in concert live at the Florida Theater. And Saturday, March 9th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-9024 and use promo code WBOB. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB weather.
Forecast calling for about a 60% chance of showers today with mostly cloudy skies and highs near 78. 30% chance of rain both tonight and tomorrow night. Mostly cloudy with some patchy fog overnight. Low 63. For Sunday, 20% chance of rain, mostly cloudy, high near 80, and a 60% chance of showers. Mostly cloudy for your Monday, high of 73.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here. Thank you for staying with us through the station break. I absolutely appreciate it. I'm having fun today.
You're having fun today?
I'm having fun today.
Well, good.
Yes, I am choosing to be happy in spite of those clouds that make me want to just stay in bed. And you know what, how maybe that's why we don't have any calls, because everybody's in bed. I mean, if I didn't have to be here this morning, I am certain I would still be in bed.
Well, I have a challenge out there. I know that Bill Hay from I'm Speaking Plainly is listening. I just know that.
Yes.
I know he was at the spaceport this morning watching the launch. because he has a job out there that he does, one of his companies, and I know he's listening. He's probably got something to say. You were on his show last week, last Saturday night, did a great job, as usual.
I don't know about a great job.
Well, you did a fantastic job.
Well, we bickered and bantered about this, you know, we're going to have this kind of last hour was going to be really feisty.
Let's get ready to rumble
type
of thing.
Yeah, let's get ready to rumble thing. And it didn't happen. He didn't bring his rumble.
He didn't bring his rumble.
He didn't.
All right.
He's always so nice to me. And if he doesn't rumble with me, then I just don't know how to start a rumble.
Well, let's see if he calls.
I only respond to rumbles. I don't start a rumble.
Well, Bill hasn't purchased a home
there
in 3 years.
Is that him?
Or sold one. Let's see if he has a guess. Well, I think he is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. I knew the challenge was coming when I started going back and forth by text message with your lovely wife there.
Yes. See, you got me riled already.
You know, Howard, you let her get away with a whole lot of stuff on your show, you know? When she
hey,
comes
so
on
did
my
you.
Show. She... All right, so, yeah, I guess I do have a guess, Howard. I was thinking about it while I was listening to the show. I was going to say that people have to have a dishwasher.
Nope.
See, that's a great guess.
That was not one of the top 10.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess it's considered standard equipment on most homes now. I don't have a dishwasher. Of course, I live in a 150-year-old farmhouse, but, you know, when you live by yourself, you have one plate, one fork, one knife, one spoon, one cup. You know.
So you just reuse it. Do you wash that by hand, or what do? You let the animals eat out of it to clean it?
I bet you do a takeout virtually every day.
When I finish a meal, I wash it right when I finish a meal. I don't let them build up. I mean, when you let dishes and stuff build up, then you let bugs build up.
That's right.
There you go. So, how was the launch this morning, Bill?
The launch was fantastic for a couple of reasons. First, as a conservative, it means that we're on the road to saving $162 million just to be able to use the space station that we built the majority of. It cost $81 million per seat for a round-trip ticket on the Russian Soyuz. So having the Crew Dragon, which is what it was originally built for, was to get Americans back in space by an American company. Even though the founder is actually from South Africa, he immigrated to Canada and then to the United States. He's an American citizen now. And, you know, it's an American company on a rocket built in America, launched on American soil. So it means a lot, if for no other reason than it means the savings. And, of course, it performed perfectly. The first stage came back and landed on the drone ship. They wanted to bring it back to the land side, but the powers that be here in the United States said, look, it's an early morning landing. Maybe it'd be better if the sonic booms were offshore. And so they decided to go to the drone ship, and it landed perfectly. And the Crew Dragon is on its way to meeting up tomorrow with the International Space Station and performing its first docking maneuver. And then it'll be kicked off a day or so later, and it'll come back and deploy its parachutes and land back here in the United States.
Well, great. And your
super
company,
exciting
one of your
witness.
Companies is involved in all that, right?
We have a very, very small contract, have had since before Challenger blew up. With the Space Center, and they have been nice enough to grandfather us into every single acquisition because, you know, NASA doesn't take a real active role in launching right now. They've got the Space Launch System that's going to come up in a few years, but right now they're building hardware and modifying pads. About the only thing that still exists from the 1960s Space Shuttle program are the last, or from the 1960s NASA programs, are the last two crawler transporters, the only two on Earth, at one time the largest moving objects on Earth, and they're manned by 16 people, of which four of them are legacy employees, meaning that they started out in their 20s at the Space Center, and they are still working on the crawler teams today.
Wow, that's cool. I remember back then, you know, we all drove down there to, like, watch the launches. We got to miss school and all that. Our parents took us out of school. Yeah, that was it.
Yeah,
it was so exciting.
It still is. There's a great deal of pride in my voice when I talk about the American Space Program because that's what I left Jacksonville for originally to be a part of. And have been very blessed to have even a very, very, very small role in anything that goes on down there. But imagine the fact that technology from the 1950s, American technology designed from scratch, never having anything to RE, which is to reverse engineer, from any other country on Earth, we built this machine that can move. Now, this is crazy because they're updating it now. 40 years ago, it could move 6.5 million pounds, 4.5 miles, and get it to within 1/4 of an inch of where it needed to be. And now they're upgrading it. It's going to be able to move just a little bit short of 10 million pounds and get it to within 1/4 of an inch after moving almost 5 miles.
Wow. That is really amazing, isn't it?
On a gravel road.
Yeah. On a gravel road that a lot of people don't realize is almost 19 feet thick. And it's special rock. It's special substrate. It was designed because all of that area out there is reclaimed swampland. They picked Cape Canaveral at a time when they wanted to, you know, if 1 million pounds, the equivalent of 1 million pounds of TNT was going to go off, they wanted to go off somewhere where it wasn't going to hurt anybody. The people that are growing up today, I was blessed. My father took me out of school for every single Apollo Saturn V launch. And you know that I'm friends with one of the guys that was there, and I don't want to mention his name.
But, I know his name, yep.
He's still alive and kicking, 89 years old this year and doing well, actually probably in better physical shape than I am. But when you would stand 5.5 miles away right there at the train tracks at what they call the NASA viewing area, and you see an object 360 feet tall that would rattle your clothes from 5 miles away, that you had to cover your ears. People are in the United States just haven't had an opportunity to experience that. And those of us that have, we have a memory that we will carry with us to the grave. The SLS system that NASA is coming up with now is actually going to be about 16 feet taller than the original Apollo Saturn V. It's going to be on a gantry similar to the original Saturn V. And so we have that to look forward to coming up on November the 27th of this year. Will be the first launch of the SLS, and so that's going to be a big milestone. March 19th, they have a transition flight of the new Boeing Starliner spacecraft. So a lot of stuff's going to be happening down at the Space Center this year, and it's an exciting time.
You going to talk about this on your show tonight?
No, we're going to go back to beating up local politicians. We've got Matt Schellenberg on the show tonight, and then we've got a call-in from Martin Parlato from Lighthouse Retirement. He is a crossover host, in my opinion. He does political commentary and talks about the way political actions affect our daily lives with respect to finances, buying houses, saving money. All of that is directly related to some of the sometimes stupid things our politicians say.
Okay. Well, we got about 2 minutes left, Bill. Thank you so much. Tonight to hear Bill Hay on I'm Speaking Plainly,
yes,
right here on this station from 6 to 9. Have a great day, Bill. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye. We got two callers waiting in the wings. We've got Larry first. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. I got my three brain cells together as a team. Good morning, Angela and Howard. I noticed I said Angela first.
Thank
yes, you, did.
Larry.
I was just going to say HVAC.
Nope.
HVAC. That's a good one, though, because it was a national survey.
So yeah, heating, ventilation, and heating and air conditioning. You know? It did make the top 10, but it wasn't number one.
And I'm enjoying the show. Keep plugging.
All right. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you, Larry.
All right.
Take care.
We've got right, one bye-bye. More. We've got Tony on the line. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning. I have been listening to your radio show. I enjoy every week.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
I just heard that you guys have another Florida State giving bond money for the first-time home buyer.
Yes.
Yeah. Is it available for the mobile home with the lot?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I don't know if the property has certain qualifications or not.
We will find out. Let me put you back to our producer, and we will get your number. We'll find out, and then we'll call you and let you know.
Oh, beautiful.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
all
you,
right.
Tony.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
All right. When we come back after the break, I promise I will give you the highs and lows, because there are four things that happened this past month that have never happened before in the last 7 years that we've been doing this. So I'm sure you're going to want to hear that. Four interesting things. Stay with us, everybody. to hear that. Because, you know, I like it when things are different. So stay with us, everyone. Call us with your guests also, 222-8255, and we will be right back. Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela Team Advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here. So while we were on the little break that we took, I reached out to Christine Kennedy, the most awesome loan officer that I love to do business with. And she told me, so Tony, if you're listening, this is the answer to your question. She told me that the $15,000 cannot be used for a mobile home, for sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, if you got a modular that's a real home that's attached, that can, but no mobile homes. Okay.
You know that to be true, true?
I do know that to be true. You can test me on it.
I don't know. You're not Christine.
Just like I know I could hop over a fence.
That's 10 feet tall.
I didn't say 10 feet. All right. I want to tell you about the highs and lows for the month. Four things happened this past month that have never happened in the 8 years or seven plus years.
Tell us about it.
Okay. First of all, 13 homes sold for over $1 million.
Nice.
Three of them were on the ocean, five of them were on water, but the one thing that's never happened before,
what?
None of them were on the river.
Oh.
That's number one.
Interesting.
The second thing that's never happened before,
yes.
One of the $1 million ones was a triplex on
that's
the ocean.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I should have bought that.
How about eight of them sold for cash? Now, the number one, the highest one, is another very interesting one because it had more features that I've ever talked about. So I'm going to go through some of the features. But anyway, it sold for $2,250,000, sold for cash, built in 2000, was on the market for 268 days. It was in Marsh Landing, 7,734 square feet, only had four bedrooms, four and a half baths.
I bet they were big.
Probably.
And that 7,000 square foot house.
Now listen to all of this stuff. It was on a marsh, had a pool, had a boat lift, had a dock. Had an elevator. Some of these things I'm going to tell you are weird. Never heard of this thing, these things before. It had a closet specifically made for golf clubs.
Nice.
Okay.
Yes,
and
I love that.
It had a picture of it. It must have had 15 bags in there of golf clubs. Now, not only did it have a golf club closet, it had a golf club workshop.
Oh.
I guess he worked on golf clubs.
Interesting.
It had a closet specifically for holiday storage.
Now, I love that.
Okay.
I totally get
it. It was
that.
All red and green stuff in there.
And I've seen that before.
It had his and her closets. I mean, his and her offices, plus a library. It had a billiard room. It had a media room. It had an exercise room. It had a wrapping station. We've seen that in a house
multiple
before. Because they give a lot of gifts.
Listed before. Yes.
It had three porches. Two of them were screened. Had an outdoor kitchen. It had a five-car garage.
That's all? That's a lot.
It had a long driveway, and then it had a circular driveway in front of the house. That's more things than I've ever read about one particular house.
That's awesome.
And it went for $2,250,000.
Well, it sounds like a bargain when you mention all that.
How about that? Now, if you didn't want to spend that much money, on the other side of the spectrum for $12,000, you could have gotten a 771-square-foot, two-bedroom, one-bath house built in 1938. It was on the market for 91 days. Now, the seller was kind of optimistic because here's what they said. They said that for the first 12 days on the market, it would only be available for owner occupants. And after that, if they didn't get a good sale, then it would be available for
investors.
Well, okay. It didn't sell in the first 12 days because it took 91 days. It was first listed for $24,900, didn't sell, eventually sold for $12,000. And it did say needs TLC. It needs some tender, loving care.
I like TLC.
Now, the pictures showed plaster walls that were peeling, needed some mold. The bathroom was so small that you needed to squeeze around the sink to get to the crooked toilet.
That's funny.
Yes.
Sounds like they need Ramjack.
but here's the good part.
What?
It was on a double lot. So for $12,000, you got all
build
that.
Build something new.
Okay, now let's go to condos.
Okay.
The fourth thing that was special this month never happened. No million-dollar condos sold. Not a one.
Wow.
The highest one was $800,000.
Interesting, because there's plenty at the beach.
Yeah,
that are over a million.
Actually, there are five things that were unique this time.
What's that?
The lowest price one, $38,000. And they said, it's ready to complete. So somebody had gone in there, taken out all the kitchen cabinets, all the bathroom cabinets, all the bathroom, the toilet. It was only a one bedroom, one bath. And it was ready for painting, for flooring, and for new cabinets. One bedroom, one bath, 725 feet. Still sold for $38,000.
Hmm.
How about that?
Interesting.
All right. That's interesting for the highs and lows. Now, if you ever want to buy one of these highs and lows, Angela or myself, we're available to help you.
We are.
Right. Hey, you know, it's going to rain today, but it's also going to be 77.
That's hot.
That is hot. And we got some hot deals. I'm going to be at one of them. I want to sell this place today. It's one of them that we told you about earlier in the show. That has plenty of love because 14 kids were raised in this house.
That doesn't mean it's in bad condition,
oh,
by
no,
the way. Most people would think 14
condition.
Kids, but a lot of the kids they got were grown.
Yeah. It's in Stony Glen, which is in Eagle Harbor.
Right.
And it was built by Koppenbarger, great
Who
builder.
I love.
Five bedroom, four bath, almost 3,400 square feet. Has both a living room and a family room. It's got a fireplace, got a great lanai, also a patio. One of the bedrooms and baths are upstairs. White shaker cabinets in the new kitchen with granite, of course. A walk-in pantry, tile and wood floors, arched windows, high ceilings. Beautiful, beautiful curb appeal. I'm going to be there today right after the show. I'm going to get there a little bit before 11:30. I'm going to stay there till 1:30. Or I'll stay there longer, as long as people are coming.
Get off your couch. Is that what you want them to do? Come see the house in the rain.
Yes.
If you like it in the rain, you're going to love it in the sunshine. Let's go.
You're going to like it.
Head to Eagle Harbor. It's got something really neat. Howard.
When you get up at night and you got to go to the bathroom and you go to wash your hands, you turn on the faucet and the flow of the water lights up.
Yes, it does.
So cool.
So you know where it is.
All right, you want to talk about another one that's open today?
Yes, I do. So River Falls, 6658 River Falls, that's in Trout River Landing. It's a custom-built, brand-new home, never been lived in. It's on the river. It has a dock, 2,600 square feet, four-bedroom, three-bathroom, plus a bonus upstairs, really open floor plan. It's gorgeous. It's what everybody's looking for today. It's got a screen lanai. It's open today from 1 to 4, and it is priced at $400,000, which is a great price to have a brand new home on the river. The other one is open tomorrow for 8356 Royal Wood, which is in Royal Lakes off Bay Meadows and Southside. That's 2719 square feet, three bedroom, two and a half bath. It's got a family room plus a sunken living room plus a what you call the back room?
Florida room.
But that's ginormous, yeah, with its own little kitchenette and everything. The kitchen's been redone in this house. The bathrooms were taken to the stud and redone. The rear yard's amazing, and it's got pavers with a fire pit, everything. And the master closet has one of those California closet systems. The HOA's only $300 a year. No CDD fees happening here. Very extra deep garage. Priced right now at $343,000.
It's a beautiful.
It's going to be open
home tomorrow
from 1 to 4. So come out and see that amazing home.
All right. I got to tell everybody the answer to the contest. The number one thing that people say they got to have is a laundry room. Interesting.
Gotta have a laundry room.
Not just a laundry closet. They want a walk-through space.
That's really what they're trying to say. They want a separate laundry room. Okay.
The number two thing was that people, if they're buying a house, they want to have energy efficient windows.
Yeah, that's
and
true. Whether you live in the north or south, right?
And number three, they want an outside area. Now, whether that's a patio or a lanai, they want to be able to go outside and enjoy the outside. So they
want a patio. I think HGTV's made us want that, don't you, Howard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So that's what people want. You know what else people want? They want to listen to the show after hours. They want to listen to the Van Wee Financial Hour, because both of the Van Wees are here today, and they're going to talk about what's happened this past week. Do we have a thumbs up? We do. We have a thumbs up for the week. And Adam is back, too. He's not on the phone this week. He is back in the studio. They're going to tell you about what's going on. So, folks, you need a professional on your side to talk about what's going on in real estate. Call us after the show. Call Angela at 465-3845. Call me at 687-8161. We would love to help you. Have a great week. God bless everybody.